We're back on with Bo Anderson from Orion Hunting Products in Iron Mountain talking about the modular blinds that you guys build. And Bo, thanks for more of your time today.
Yeah, you bet.
Just a little bit of history. I wanted to mention, you know, you're born and bred Norway high school graduate, and you went to college at Michigan Tech, right, for engineering?
Yeah, that's correct. A 2008 graduate of mechanical engineering.
And if you missed our first part of this, you and I hunted together when you were just a kid in high school. And I'm just so proud of what you've accomplished, man. Stayed right here in the UP in Iron Mountain, manufacturing these hunting blinds, these modular hunting blinds. Let's jump back into that conversation real quick. Why is your blind more durable than your competitors? And why should a hunter choose yours?
So one of the materials we've chosen is to go aluminum on the outside. And that really is makes these things critter-proof, right? You have mice, porcupines, squirrels, whatever. They don't chew through that metal. And so that material choice was very specific to keep all the critters out. It also doubles to be very weather-resistant. We get these pre-painted panels from our supplier. We're a matte black color. We can offer different color options, right, painted from the factory, super durable aluminum on the outside. Then we go on the inside. We'll have a blackened-out, soft indoor-outdoor carpet that, you know, you can walk on, you can get snow on it, no problem, and then also acts as a nice noise dampener on the inside of that blind.
Tell me just a quick bit about the windows, because I'm sure that as a rifle hunter, that's something I would want to know. How do the windows work, and why are they better?
Sure. So we have a quarter-inch piece of acrylic that we use with some silent hinges. We use a hinging window technique. And then really what we like about our windows is we put in a 1-inch bulb seal all the way around that entire window opening. That piece of acrylic comes down. It rests right against that bulb seal. Our latches push that window right up into that bulb seal to help create a nice watertight seal. And then it actually acts as a nice doubler for a quiet rest, a soft quiet rest for your rifle or crossbow.
It's just pretty amazing to me that this kid that I used to hunt with in Menominee County went to Michigan Tech, and now look at you, making amazing hunting blinds right in Iron Mountain for all of us.
And I don't know if you remember any of the blinds my dad made. He's a carpenter, so he likes making stuff out of Blandex and, house wrap. And I feel like every couple of years he's replacing these things, and he must love building them. So I kind of took some of his ideas, which, you know, actually were modular. He'd make the panels, and we'd screw them together and just, you know, added a little more elegant engineering touch to it to kind of come up with the concept we're using today.
We're talking to Bo Anderson from Orion Hunting Products in Iron Mountain. And Bo, have you been out hunting at all this year?
Yeah, I got a new piece of property. I'm hunting just down from my grandpa's camp and his farm in Stevenson. It's a lot of low land, you know, good deer sign with a handful of ridges through it. And yeah, I ended up getting a blind out last weekend and had my first sit out there, so I had a little forkhorn, let him walk, but I think I'm going to try and get my oldest son out with me this weekend and do a sit.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 18 years since you and I used to hunt together when you were just a young man in high school. Man,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you ever get in a tree stand anymore?
Yeah, I do. Well, actually, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you gave me an old climber that you had that fall when we were hunting in Stevenson. I still have used that thing to this day.
Damn, I forgot all about that. So you still use that old Summit climber?
Yeah, that thing's super comfortable. I had for the people local to Iron Mountain, there's a place called Fumi Lake, and you're able to hunt on within certain boundaries of there. And last fall, I biked in like 2 miles, and then I walked in a mile with that climber trying to get to a ridge on the edge of this low area. And I actually think I left the stand out there. I haven't been back this year to check it out. But, yeah, that stand you gave me 18 years ago is still in use. And right now it's in the woods around Fumi Lake.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. That's not the first time that stand had been left in the woods.
Yeah.
Even 18 years ago, man, I've done that so many times. And, man, I shot a lot of deer out of that stand, too. That was a good stand.
Yeah, I got to a lot of cool places with it. It hasn't brought me the same luck, but I do a lot of my hunting now out of our product. a hunter myself. I want to be able to use this thing and see what's annoying about it, what can be improved. And, you know, you ask any of our employees, and they'll tell you we're constantly changing things, taking customer input, you know, taking our own input and putting it back into the product.
And that's the difference between having a really good product and an excellent product, is that you're not afraid to keep using it, keep making it better. And super proud of you, Bo. You're doing great things. And remind folks about the coolest things made in Michigan and the voting process that's going on right now through the Michigan Manufacturers Association.
Yeah, so earlier this week, we were actually nominated as one of the top 25 coolest things made in Michigan. We're trying to make the top 10, and that is a popular vote. So check out our social media, our website, or go to their website, coolestthing.mimfg.org. Find us, vote for us every day for the next week, and maybe we'll be named one of the top 10 coolest things made in Michigan right here in UP.
Orion Hunting Products, look it up, and I appreciate it. Made right here in the UP in Iron Mountain. Bo Anderson, thanks for giving us some time, man. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
This is The Outdoor Show.